Good afternoon, I'm Alan Martin. This is your Picks Now update. Today in West Sacramento, CHP officers gathered this morning to remember one of their own killed in the line of duty. Officer Kirk Griss. On Friday, Griss was killed in a crash on Interstate 80 in Fairfield. CHP says that he had pulled over a Vallejo man when a pickup truck veered off the road, struck and killed both of them. We're told the driver's cooperating with the investigation. Today, fellow officers held the ceremonial ringing of the memorial bell to honor Griss's end of watch.
Someone that's grown up on this department, been a member for 19 years, a valued member of the community, and who was also a very good motorcycle officer on top of it.
Griss served the Solano area CHP for 16 years after serving in the CHP's Contra Costa and Oakland offices. He's survived by his wife, Carrie, adult daughters, Katie and Casey, and 14-year-old son, Cole. In Oakland, a police officer's in the hospital right now after an early morning accident. Officials say the officer was responding to a report of suspicious people near 7th and Middle Harbor just before 3 this morning. But on his way, his patrol SUV hit another car, then slid and hit a parked semi-truck. The officer had to be pulled from his vehicle and taken to the hospital.
At this time, we're not releasing the name. What we can share with you is he's a fairly new officer, hasn't been on the department for too long, but again, listed in critical condition.
The other two drivers involved were not injured. Officials are at the scene investigating. They say the 1900 block of Middle Harbor remains closed. And we have learned that the 18-year-old woman who drove off a freeway in Walnut Creek, killing two passengers, was under the influence. Happened at the interchange connecting eastbound Highway 24 to Interstate 680 at about 4 a.m. yesterday. Firefighters and paramedics used the jaws of life to free the driver, 18-year-old Ramaya Ramey, and some of the passengers. According to CHP, two male passengers in the car died. 17-year-old Dakarai Fagarala and 18-year-old John Walizadam. Ramaya and two other female passengers were severely injured.
It unfortunately involves underage drinking and driving, which is the worst part.
Ramaya is now being charged with felony DUI and manslaughter. More charges for the accused Golden State killer. Today, investigators adding yet another murder charge.
Based on the information that detectives were able to gather, we have identified Joseph James DeAngelo as the sole suspect in the Visalia Ransacker crime series and the murder of Claude Snelling.
Police say 72-year-old Joseph DeAngelo is accused of shooting and killing Claude Snelling back in 1975. Now, investigators believe Snelling was his first murder victim. This now brings the total number of victims to 13, and DeAngelo is due back in court next month. Now, an update on the largest wildfire in California history, the Mendocino Complex Fire. That's the one that's made up of the river and the ranch fires. In total, it has burned more than 340,000 acres. Over the weekend, some new evacuations had to be ordered near Lake Pillsbury in Lake County. And from the fire lines in Southern California now, there is this heartwarming video of an exchange between a firefighter with Cal Fire and a homeowner via a doorbell camera. Watch.
We're going to hang out here a little while longer before we move on, but your house is safe.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
We let nothing get into the house. The yard's a little blackened, but your house is perfect.
Last Thursday, Frank Grosso was given the good news about his home in Riverside County while he and his wife were evacuated to Irvine. The Holy Fire has scorched more than 22,000 acres. It is 52% contained. Currently, this man is in custody who police say started the fire. The Trump administration's new tariffs could cost California wildfire victims. According to one building association, the prices of lumber, drywall, nails, other key construction materials are rising, and that pushes up, of course, the cost of housing. An association official estimates the tariffs could raise the price of a new home in California by $20,000. And the war of words between the president and a former advisor continues as Omarosa Manigault Newman calls President Trump a racist. She's admitted she secretly recorded conversations, including the moment she was fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly.
Omarosa, what's going on? I just saw on the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, I nobody even told me about it. Nobody.
Wow.
You know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
God, damn it. I don't love you leaving at all.
The recording comes ahead of her new memoir, Unhinged, and follows another secret recording she released, one with Chief of Staff John Kelly firing her in the super secure White House Situation Room. Days after calling her a lowlife, the president now taking to Twitter saying, "When General Kelly came on board, he told me she was a loser and nothing but problems. I told him to try working it out if possible because she only said great things about me until she got fired." We have learned today legendary singer Aretha Franklin is gravely ill. The AP saying that the 76-year-old Memphis native is in a hospital in Detroit. The Queen of Soul has had a number of health concerns in recent years. She was reportedly diagnosed with cancer back in 2010. Aretha Franklin has sold about 75 million albums worldwide during her illustrious career. She's known for those classic hits like You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman and Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Reacting out now, reaching out to all our fellow lefties. Today is our day. It's Left-Hander Day, a day dedicated to celebrating the uniqueness of being left-handed. Famous left-handed celebrities include Paul McCartney, President Obama, Oprah, me, Bill Gates, Leonardo da Vinci, me. The day was first named in 1976 to draw attention to issues that left-handed people face. We'll be back, another update top of the hour. You can watch, listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, and our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Summer is here, so get to the beach.
Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com, and we'll see you at the boardwalk.